The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Welcome on into the Brad Sesmatt Show. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. You know, I was able to actually get away and unplug a little bit this weekend. I live in downtown Phoenix. Got to go to Stand Up Live for the first time, watch a comedy show. Willie Barsenia has been around a long time. I don't know. If you're ever in the area and are looking for something to do on a night, definitely check out Stand Up Live. That was a super fun time this weekend. Definitely laughed nonstop, sat by some random Hollywood executive producer and a construction worker, and just had a good time out of it. And then went over to Saguaro Lake, checked out some kayaking, paddleboarding, and just unplugged in nature. So I hope everybody else had a great weekend. I'm coming off that and trying to catch up on everything else going on in the sports world. As always, we're brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial, taking care of you, taking care of your business. As always, we appreciate their support. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. Like I said, I was able to get away this weekend, and you know, in between a little bit, I was watching and keeping up with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Not a ton of time on my TV, but was keeping up to date with things. And they ended up taking 2 out of 3 from the Colorado Rockies. So right now they sit in third place in the NL West, 22-23, like I said, and they're just maybe finding their stride. You look at the last 10 starts; they've had 8 quality starts from the starting pitchers after a long meeting that Torrey Lovello had with them. After a couple weeks of struggling. So you can see that part turning things around. You can see a couple guys on offense get going. Corbin Carroll is starting to pick up. He had 2 home runs yesterday, a lot of RBIs, and really got things going. It was the Rockies in Colorado. It is a good place to sort of get the offense rolling again up at Mile High and all that stuff. So I don't want to hear that as an excuse, but it is something to keep an eye on, because this week they get the Giants at home, then the Rockies again, and then they go back to play the Giants. So it's basically 2 weeks straight where they're playing the Rockies and Giants, one series at each place. So should be an interesting week for the Diamondbacks. They want to make up ground being in third place, 1 game under .500. I don't have much more to say on it. I want to see Ketel Marte get going, although he is one of the guys this year that has been the unluckiest hitter in baseball. You look at his expected numbers, he's expected to have like a .287 average. He's hovering right around .200. He's hitting the ball just as hard as anybody else in the league, if not at the top of the list, and it's just not falling for him. So give him time. Things will eventually shake out. Some seasons, hey, some years, you just have none of the luck, and that's just how things roll, and he's going to continue to tough it out and be a guy that they can count on. But they will need some luck to go their way. And this is a good week with the Giants, who are struggling, and the Rockies, who are struggling, to sort of get that offense rolling and get back on track as they continue to try to get guys back. Really, across the state, not a whole lot else. This past weekend, I was at the HBCU camp hosted by Brittany Buckles in Ortho, Arizona. That was incredible this weekend. For those that don't know, it's a camp for rising seniors and some rising juniors and maybe a couple freshmen that were able to get in there as well. And an opportunity to get in front of some college coaches at some historically black colleges and universities. And it was a great event. It was the third year. Brittany Buckles has done a fantastic job growing that event. Well over 100 athletes in attendance this time. You had 15-plus schools there. You had great coaching going on. Donovan McNabb was there coaching up the quarterbacks and some of the sevens. And it was a really, really cool event over at Mountain Point High School. So much so that because it was so small before, they weren't exactly sure how to organize some of the drills and things like that. They were all great. Don't get me wrong. It's just as you go along, that'll continue to grow, and they'll be even more and more organized. So for those of you with kids in high school football that are looking potentially for those opportunities, if you're a sophomore now or they're a junior now, definitely keep that camp on your radar for next year. It's great people, a very low cost, and the exposure and everything else that you get. Because here's the thing, there are certain camps where you have 600 plus athletes. So if you're really somebody that's struggling to get offers, how many reps are you going to get in front of those scouts there? Here, 100 athletes, and already there's discussions about splitting it into 2 different portions, because they want to make sure that these athletes are getting plenty of reps and plenty of one-on-one time with these coaches. That speaks to the community around this event. A lot of people are volunteering to help put it on. And the connections just continue to grow every year. So I'm just putting that on your radar. If you got a freshman, sophomore, senior, and you don't think they're going to be, you know, a power four guy, and everyone thinks that their kid's going to be a power four kid, but if those offers haven't started rolling in at a certain point, you got to start looking at every other college that you can if you want them to continue their education and play at the next level. And that's a great place. So the HBCU camp, Brittany Buckles, Ortho, Arizona, that was a great event on Saturday. You'll see more about that on Bleacher Talk this week with myself and Claudia Collins. It was a really, really cool time, and we got to even talk to an alum of that event that had, you know, some success meeting coaches there and continuing his playing career. So that was really, really cool to see this past weekend. Beyond that, you got the Mercury playing some home games this week. They're off to an okay start. I think Eliav Gabay, Jeff Metcalf, they've been out there covering it, hit the ground running, and they'll have more coverage throughout the week at their home games this week too. So definitely stay tuned on the site for that. We're going to have some big commitments in town this week in the high school football space. Jake Hildebrand at Basha High School. He's down to his Final Four. ASU is on that Final Four. He's making his commitment announcement at Basha High School tomorrow. So that's something to keep an eye on. So I think this segment today is just saying, I know it's slow and people are starting to get away for the summer. It's starting to heat up a little bit, but there's still plenty going on, and we'll have plenty of that coverage right here at sports360az.com. Speaking of great coverage, throughout the rest of the show, we've got a couple of really cool interviews and stories for you. Sam Valenti on our team, he's been crushing it behind the scenes and doing even more in front of the camera lately. He's got a really cool local IndyCar story, because IndyCar happening next weekend. That is a one that you're going to want to stick around for and watch. And then after that, for those of you into cards like Mr. Brad Sesmat, he's got a fresh In the Card segment with the new Topps Chrome football cards. Apparently, from what I saw, the first time in 15 years those cards have come out. And I've seen some pretty cool cards come out of that collection so far for Brad. So he'll have more in the cards later on as well. But that'll do it for me. Happy Monday, everybody. And we'll see you in the next segment.
Hi, I'm Sam Valenti with Sports 360 AZ, and I am honored to be talking today with racing driver and owner of PJ's Performance right here in Arizona, the great PJ Jones. The month of May, PJ, it is a big one as the Indy 500 is coming up soon. Of course, your father won the 500 in 1963, and then later on, you got to race in the 500. From your perspective, what makes the Indy 500 so special?
Well, I think it comes down to, you know, all the history, all the great drivers that came before us, the pageantry, the hype, the facility is just amazing. And when you walk in there, you know, you're not just at another racetrack. And, you know, I was very fortunate, obviously, with my dad being a 500 winner and a team owner, and he won two 500s with Al Senior as a car owner, but so I was born April 23rd, and by the 1st of May, I was at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we had the same hotel rooms on the grounds at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Hotel ever since I was born until the day they knocked it down. And so every May we would go there and hang out and, you know, rejoin with our friends that we saw last May. And the hotel was really, I think, iconic to the Speedway, because all the drivers and people that were involved were staying there. I mean, AJ was above us, Sullivan's, Danny's down, you know, on the backside, this driver's here, Mario's, you know, I think down the hall. And so all the great drivers were there, and then you'd go into the bar or the restaurant, and, you know, I'd have a breakfast once with somebody that, you know, was a driver of the past, and like Johnny Boyd or, you know, somebody like that, that just was there every morning, or have a beer with the guys, you know, with the guys at the end of the day in the bar. And, you know, I think that's what kept this thing all so connected, and the old guys to the new guys. And, you know, we had so much fun at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, growing up, and all the shenanigans and all the stuff. And it was just a great place. And I think that all contributes to the hype and obviously the purse and the money they pay to win and the notoriety that you get for winning. And, it's just what a great race.
When you qualified for the 500 for the first time in 2004, what did that moment mean to you?
Well, it was very important. I'd already had an IndyCar career pretty much, driving for Dan Gurney and a couple other teams and in kart. And that's when we had the big split with IRL and the kart. And so I missed probably 10 Indy 500s where, there was a divide there and we were with Toyota and Dan and we were on the kart side and the IRL was over here and it was just a mess. And so I was that was probably something that I regret having to have gone through or be a part of being on a divided having that happen within my career. And so I think when you finally that this was your dream growing up, is to be in the Indy 500 and win the Indy 500 and I think it was just such a, you felt like what an accomplishment. You finally got to the Indy 500 and you're going to be there race day.
Do you have a pick to win this year's 500?
Well, I think Dave Malukas is looking pretty good. You never can never disqualify any of the Penske drivers from winning because I think they're all eligible. Ganassi, obviously, he has one of the top teams and his driver with Pillow and Dixon and then there's some guys in, I think in the midfield or some other guys that could win this race, the Andretti guys, they have some good drivers and some good it just to see what kind of momentum. I think we're a little bit early to see what the momentum of the teams have. And usually, after qualifying and you watch some practice when they're all in a group and you kind of see pick some guys that are doing well and the car's right. And Connor Daly, I mean, he's been at the top of the charts, pretty much all week. I think he races really good. I mean, he I think there's an underdog guy that could win this race. You'd like to see somebody like that with a smaller team win a race and beat out some of the bigger teams. I think that's a little bit more thrilling, I think, for the audience. I think the way IndyCar is right now, you can't count out too many guys from winning this race. Out of 33, there's probably a good 20 of them that could win.
Sydney is with us now, the wonder from down under. He is the shop manager here at Monster Card Shop as we roll through football, because football, now the schedule's out. We're all excited. We're pumped up, psyched up, geeked up. I actually came in here the day that these opened because my friend said, Brad, I can't find any.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in here and dropped a few nickels and got some, hit on a few. But I don't know much about this set, Sid, so walk us through this.
Topps Chrome Football is probably the biggest set that's dropped in the last 15 years for football because it hasn't been out for 15 years because Topps didn't have the license. So it was their first product back from getting the license, which I just got back in March. It's one of the most popular sets when it comes to card collecting, especially in football. There's a lot of chases in here, refractors, X-fractors, different things like that. Just like a Tom Brady refractor from back in the day.
Back in the day.
It's still a couple hundred dollars, just non-numbered, non-auto, just a
just
refractor.
There.
Yep.
Open it up, rip it up while you're talking about it.
Cool.
Go for it.
There's plenty of different box types for all different entry points on this product. We got hangers, blasters, and megas. This is a mega for retail. Those are gonna be the non-guaranteed hits. And then here in the hobby shop, stuff that you can get just here, not Walmart, Target, stuff like that. We're gonna have hobbies, jumbos, and delights.
Okay.
And they have different guarantees. Hobbies one auto, jumbos two, and then delight is two as well. There's a lot of really fun case hits that they did this year. And especially in these, you're gonna get X-fractors. Like, so you got the pink X-fractor, a yellow X-fractor.
You're already looking ahead. You're already looking ahead.
Yeah.
Got Matthew Stafford right out of the gate.
So that's actually interesting because so Topps does what's called an MVP buyback.
Okay.
So whoever wins MVP, you can take their base cards or any cards of them really, bring them back to your local card shop. We are one of those ones that are participating. A base card of Matthew Stafford is $20 store credit. Just bring it in, 20 bucks.
20 bucks?
Now, if you hit a refractor or an X-fractor, non-numbered, $40.
Okay.
Anything numbered over 100, that's 100 bucks.
What about an auto?
Autos, they don't do it for. Autos are usually worth more
anyway.
Because
I have one.
I know. I saw your auto. That was awesome.
Now, here's a sweet card. Lawrence Taylor.
LT.
If you are a fan of the Giants, an LT, if you're a fan of the NFL, LT, crushing people. Joe Theismann's leg pulled to the side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at this. We got a numbered autograph of Matthew Golden.
Wow.
Not too shabby.
Right
there.
Out of that.
Out of $3.99.
Packer fans.
Not too bad out of Omega. Those aren't guaranteed, so.
Max Crosby doesn't want to be with the Raiders. He's with the Raiders. Let's see here. Brandon Aubrey got paid.
Yeah.
Man got paid.
My guy Chris Boswell just matched his contract. Two
kickers. It's a number too. I didn't even see it on the bottom.
Yeah, out of 350. There you go. Or 250.
That's a, yeah, this is sweet. This is sweet right here. We're not messing around.
These megas have been awesome. You get so many hits. I mean, look at all the different color you're getting out of these. They've been a really, really good rip.
Pacheco.
Check this one out. How about a Mahomes?
How about a Mahomes?
That one's pretty sweet, huh? Ooh. A Fortune 15.
What would that be right now?
I don't know.
Give me a look at it.
So like something like this.
Give me a look at it.
This is something that I personally would probably grade because it's such a nice, the X-Fractors are exclusive to mega boxes. I mean, Mahomes is obviously Mahomes. It looks really good. Centering's really solid. This is like a really solid grade candidate in my opinion. And I mean, I bet you if you get a PSA 10 on this, it's probably $125-150. Not too shabby, huh?
No, that's right. What else we have? You got more?
That was it. That's all I had.
We're done. We're ripped.
There wasn't a lot of packs in there, but a lot of hits. I mean, look at all the different refractors and X-Fractors you get in one box. It's kind of crazy.
If somebody were to buy this box, was this worth it?
Definitely.
This is not cheap for those who want to know up front. But if you're a collector, this is the way to go.
The Mega Box has been my personal favorite for Chrome so far. As you saw, we hit an auto, a numbered auto of a really good rookie, first round pick. And we had a Stafford buyback. That's $20 back on the box right there. And
Mahomes,
that Mahomes.
And then Mahomes, yeah.
So it was the in-store right now, these are $125. I think this is probably worth that, just the auto, plus another 20 there, plus whatever you get to Mahomes. I think we definitely made money on this box.
You're nailing it down.